There's an Uber driver who drops someone off at the airport, then goes back to rob their house.
My goodness gracious, is no one safe?
And this is coming off, I mean, this one is not as serious. This is coming off that horrific story where a young woman in Columbia, South Carolina, thought it was her Uber driver, got in the car and was kidnapped and murdered. Person wasn't associated with Uber at all.
Right.
He was just pretending to be an Uber driver.
So, you know, this is, I just want to ask a question because I was very unsure about this with that story. So the woman who was killed by the Uber, he was not an Uber driver, but claiming to be the Uber driver. Did she go through the app to get him? She must not have. Maybe it was one of those, because, like, you know, if you leave a bar, there are taxis or Ubers just lined up waiting to take you where you're going. So that may
Have been the thing.
Might have been how it was.
I'm not 100% sure, but she got into the wrong car. She may have used that because they were saying they gave some tips, some news outlets gave some safety tips for when you use Uber to always make sure you just double check to match the car.
Sure.
Match the license plate because that's also given to you.
And also what's given to you is a picture of who is driving you.
Yeah, picture of the driver, match that up, and then have them greet you by your name.
Ah, yeah, that's true. They typically do.
Yeah, hi, Katie. Yep. Oh, okay.
They typically do.
Yeah. And then they say never go alone. I know it's hard. Mm-hmm. They say if you can avoid, and they say that with anything. I mean, you should never swim alone. You should never be alone.
Walking.
Doing a lot of things, hiking, all these different things. So I know you can't always have somebody with you, but
it took me a long time to build up the confidence to do an Uber alone.
Yeah.
Because I just felt weird about the whole thing. Like, do I sit in the front? Do I sit in the back?
Oh, you sit on their lap. They don't like that. Well, you got to extend her on the seatbelt.
You can see, right?
Snacks.
Can I drive?
I'm not sure. So, but now I do it and I don't think twice, but this is a nice reminder of why you should.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't drink and I think Uber's great.
It's wonderful.
Oh my gosh. I mean, in certain situations, like in downtown DC one time, we had the Metro cards, but we're like, oh, man, we got to wait, find the right thing. It can be a little bit, even though the Metro's nice in D.C., I think. We're like, let's just try Uber. Oh, my gosh, it's way quicker.
Yeah.
And it was cheaper.
Yeah. I was Uber like, this is and great. Lyft.
Yeah, and Lyft, yeah. Well, an Uber driver did drop someone off at the airport in San Francisco, went back to her house and tried to break in. Their doorbell cam, which are popular now. I know you have one, Katie.
Yep.
Set off an alarm and he left, but then he broke into the neighbor's house.
My
dad used to have his own security company, home security system company back in the day. And he said it was the good neighbor policy to get one of his systems because you would have one so they won't rob your house, but they'll rob your neighbor. It's the good neighbor policy. It was a joke that he used to say. Anyway, security alarm jokes, they're always great.
Those are so good.
But then he broke into the neighbor's house, stole a bunch of stuff. The cops did find him and recovered some of it. So now they're saying, if have Uber pick you up, don't be at your house. Now you got to go down the block or whatever.
See, that is not, that's not
defeats
feasible.
The purpose.
Yeah, that's not always going to happen. I would say majority of the time, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And Katie, didn't you have a friend that had some weird Uber or Lyft thing
so
going on?
So a long time, it was just a
taxi. Okay.
This is, but you know, when Uber and Lyft were just getting started, and it was a classic case, walk out of a bar, and there are taxis just lined up waiting to take you home. And my girlfriend got in the taxi. She was going home earlier than the rest of us, but we weren't too far behind. I mean, maybe like 45 minutes to an hour behind her because, you know, the bar kicks you out at a certain time. And she got in the cab. Cab took her home safely. My friend gets out of the car, walks up to the front porch, looking through her purse for her keys, realizes that she did not lock the door. She does not have the keys. So she sits on, we had a front like kind of like a sofa, but not like a love seat on the front porch, you know, with wicker furniture or whatever. And so she sat there after the cab driver dropped her off and took off and had fallen asleep.
Oh, I see.
Was woken up when the same cab driver circled the block, came back, parked in front of our house, got out, ran up the steps, grabbed her purse and ran off.
Oh, my gosh.
And she just was sitting there. And luckily, we show up at that point. I mean, after that, probably 15 minutes after that happened, she was shaken to the core.
Oh, I bet.
Couldn't get in touch with anybody. It was probably around 1 or 2 in the morning. Can't go to the neighbor's house. You freak them out. And it was a bad situation. So it's you just have to be careful.
You got to be very careful. We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, these situations are scary where you have these Uber drivers who can certainly take advantage of people, especially young women alone, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Pretty scary.
Yeah, so what can, I mean, it seems like we're hearing more and more of these stories of people, you know, like, what is your recourse if something happened to you with Uber? I mean, is Uber responsible or is it just the driver? How's it work?
Yeah, so the way Uber and Lyft and companies like that, the way they originally set up their corporate infrastructure, they were trying to avoid what's called vicarious liabilities. Under the law where an employer is liable for the actions of an agent or employer, it's called vicarious liability. And they set it up to try to make these drivers independent contractors so that there's far less of the liability there, if any. But the courts have held in the majority of jurisdictions, although they are kind of all over the place about this, but the majority has continued recently a trend of holding Uber responsible and saying that even though they've tried to structure this where these people are independent contractors, they actually exert a fair amount of control over the drivers. And that's the key to vicarious liability, is if the company exerts a lot of control over the agent or employee, they tend to be classified more as an employee. So, but even with that, many jurisdictions hold that an employer, even if it's a pure employee situation, they're not liable typically for unforeseeable intentional acts. But again, the courts have tended to hold Uber responsible here and said, you know what, when you put people in these situations of driving people around, often the people are impaired, alone, whatever, late at night. When you put people in those situations, it's foreseeable that you need to screen folks and do these background checks, make sure they have valid driver's license. And this is happening. I mean, there's sexual assaults happening all over the country with this. And, you're finding that Uber doesn't always do these background checks thoroughly, or they have people that say don't even have a license or have like gun charges pending against them and things like that.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Because I don't know, I assumed that Uber hired all these people, but I just thought, well, they know how many hours they're working and they can work when they're not and they know who they're hiring, but they don't, I guess. Right, Lisa?
Yeah, what Uber says is, you know, Uber tries to hold it out. Like, what we provide is an app. That's what Uber's, Uber, like, we provide an app.
Oh.
But really, they go far beyond that. You know, they're saying that we provide an app that connects people with rideshare situations or people with rides. But it's obviously, because of their training and because of the control that they exert over people who work for them, it's clear that they're much more than an app and that these people are... While the drivers probably consider themselves more independent contractors because they can make their own hours and sort of that type thing, but they have to go through a training, they have to submit to a lot of protocols, and so really the majority of times Uber is being held responsible. Uber carries insurance on these vehicles, so if you're in an accident with an Uber, but it depends though, their insurance is structured in a way that it only pays if there is a paying passenger in the vehicle. So if the Uber driver is just on his or her way to pick up a paying passenger, then Uber's insurance is probably going to deny that and say that's on the individual's car insurance. And the individual driver's car insurance, if they are aware that it's being used as a car for hire, then they usually have an exclusion. So you can get into some situations where insurance companies all deny it for an accident.
Yeah, my brother, when he first moved here from Arizona, he was an Uber driver. And he said, yeah, basically they just had a few things where, you're supposed to have a valid, he had to prove, I guess you could fake it, but a valid driver's license. This was his experience. And your car could only be so old. Like they wouldn't, if your car was, I can't remember what, older than 10 years or whatever the limit was, that they wouldn't let you be an Uber driver.
That must be a brand new rule, because a couple years ago, my husband and I took an Uber to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We showed, it was a van that had like no ceiling. It had all been ripped out.
Right.
Air conditioning didn't work and all the windows were rolled down. And we were we looked nice, showed up, we were windblown. Like every ounce of work that we had done to put into ourselves was undone because the car was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But we were grateful for the ride, so we paid for it.
Right. Yeah. So there are some rules with that. But yeah, other than that, I mean, he did his own hours. But they do track because they have your information and all that. But, there's still got to be careful anytime you're doing anything. We're trusting as a society.
We are. I would assume that Uber would want to have more control to be able to control their reputation.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because they want to let people know. And they actually say it on their website. that, you know, that they take the safety of passengers seriously and that they do background checks and stuff like that. So I do think that they are trying to do that. I think, of course, like any business, some things slip through the cracks, and that's when you see these people, or people who deceive Uber, you know, drivers who are trying to hide the fact that they don't have a valid license or that they have criminal charges or that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
So certainly those things can happen. But typically the courts are holding Uber responsible when their drivers commit crimes and violence and things.
Well, as always, you know, just so much knowledge. Lisa Lanier, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, make sure you contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.